The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, Ireland's security watchdog has warned that Ireland's security legislation is outdated in a number of ways and it should be amended to ensure the safety of the state and combat threats like lone wolf attackers. And Mr. Justice George Birmingham, the independent examiner of security legislation, warned that the shifting nature of security threats facing Ireland and developments in modern communication technology make it necessary to amend existing legislation. And I'm delighted to say Mr. Justice George Birmingham joins us now in studio. Good evening. Good evening to you. Obviously, you released your report a few weeks ago. Would you mind, for our listeners who maybe don't remember what was in it, what the highlights of that were, as in terms of security threats to Ireland, where might they come from?
Well, this was the first report. The office was established just a year ago. And the focus, curiously, has been on the foreword, which was just what it says, a foreword. It was designed by way of an introduction. But in that report, in that foreword, I made the comment that historically, security legislation in Ireland has always focused on the threat posed by the IRA in its various manifestations. And the various agencies that were working in the security field, principally the Gardaí, Special Branch and so on, their focus was always on the IRA. But that now the threat was more varied, it was multi-pronged. And I pointed out that we've had threats from Islamist extremists, and there have been a number of such cases in recent years, that there's also a threat from right-wing extremism, also, though perhaps not to the same extent, from left-wing extremism, and the existence of the lone wolf with no discernible ideological motivation also has to be taken into account. So that those were the introductory remarks. But then the main focus of the report was to review the operation of a number of pieces of security legislation. There are a number of areas where agencies of the state are vested with intrusive powers. That's so in the area of the interception of telephone and postal communications. It's true in relation to surveillance, and it's true in relation to data retention, primarily phone record retention. So in respect of each of those three areas, I looked at how the agencies that operate there were performing. I looked at the legislation under which they were acting, whether the legislation was appropriate or whether the legislation needed modification. And I concluded that in a number of respects, the legislation did require change. In some cases, the change would see additional powers. In other cases, what was involved was strengthening and making more robust the safeguards that are in existence and the level of oversight that's in existence.
Okay. I thought it was very interesting. One of the things that came from this was that there is no provision in our legislation, in our digital communication legislation, for apps such as WhatsApp, Telegram, Snapchat, Signal, these types of things. When we know, because we've heard in other jurisdictions where attacks have occurred or what have you, that it is exactly groups like Signal and Telegram where these attacks are orchestrated and organised. So that seems like a clear lacking on the state's part.
Well, our problem is that our legislation in that area dates from 1993.
Okay.
Now, that is a world away. Mm-hmm. The 1993 legislation, for example, there's lots of references to telegrams. But it's a long time since anyone has actually sent or received a telegram in Ireland. But as you point out, it doesn't deal with more modern forms of communications, what's sometimes referred to as OTT over the top, including the ones that you've mentioned.
Yeah.
So that in fact the legislation...
So it's a fairly clear deficit, isn't it?
Its effectiveness is diminishing day by day, because every day there are people who are making the transition from traditional texting to WhatsApp or whatever.
I don't know anyone who actually even uses ordinary texting hardly anymore. I thought it was very interesting because we hear a huge amount here in Ireland about the threat of far-right extremism. We hear very little about the threat of far-left extremism or Islamist extremism. Would you be able to, I suppose, grade the threat in terms of those differing groups?
No, and I wouldn't pretend to be able to either. But, I mean, if people just look at what they've been reading in their newspapers or listening to on their radios in recent years, each of those groups has figured in news reports. There have been a number of instances over the last 4 or 5 years involving Islamist terrorism, people before the courts on several occasions. There have been high-profile cases involving right-wing extremism. There have been cases, though I'm not sure they've always been labelled as such, involving people who would be on the left and perhaps the far left who are involved in serious activity. And there are others who don't fit neatly into any of those categories
I'm just wondering why, do you have a view on why we highlight repeatedly the threat of the far right, but we don't mention the far left or Islamist threats? Do you think there's a reason why those two seem to go under the radar in terms of, newsworthiness?
I'm not sure that that's really right. I would have thought that there was an awareness in relation to Islamist terrorism. Some of the activity in that area that has come before the courts has been very high profile indeed. You can remember the cases as well as I can.
Certainly.
Perhaps so far as the far left is concerned, those involved would probably have said that they were acting by reference to a particular cause rather than labelling themselves as left or far left or any other variation of that. But I don't think it's fair to say that
one gets more attention than the others. In terms of urgency, what do we need to do, first, and what do we need to do speedily in terms of protecting the state from these security risks?
Well, in respect of the three pieces of legislation, I've made recommendations for each of them. The one that's dealt with first in the report, because it was first in time when it was enacted, is that deals with the interception of postal and telecommunications. And that's the one which is perhaps most obviously out of date. Before the office that I now hold was established, the practice was that every year a designated judge would review the activity in this area, a judge of the High Court, and would report on it to the Taoiseach. And judges over a number of years were reporting on the need for amending legislation as a matter of urgency. And I think there is a broad consensus that such legislation is required. And indeed, the Programme for Government made reference to the need for action in this area. And the statement that was issued by the Minister for Justice in response to the publication of the report referred to the fact that it was the intention to introduce legislation in this area.
All right. So you believe that the government will heed these warnings and will act?
Well, that's what they've said they're going to do, so we'll await developments.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is Mr. Justice George Birmingham, Independent Examiner of Security Legislation.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.